I became chair of the Oregon chapter around 1970. In a surprising way, I was elected by the chapter, but I didn't realize what that meant until early one morning, having left the night before on my doorstep. There was a cardboard box with all the records of the Oregon chapter. True story. I'm Bert Brehm, Professor Emeritus of Biology at Reed College. Ecology as an experimental science grew up at the same time the Nature Conservancy grew up. The Dyak Preserve was a linchpin. I've led probably between 2,000 and 3,000 students from all over this country out to the Sandy River. You know, there's something about getting out there and picking it up and touching it and feeling it and sensing it and so forth that can't be done any other way. The student who was my advisee, he spent a summer learning to climb trees and study the canopy. And from this, he's gone on to a career as one of the world's foremost canopy scientists. That's what these conservancy projects can do. They can be bigger than just their own local substance. They can cause other things to happen. If you're talking about dough, well, the conservancy is kind of the leaven. It just keeps it going. You know, if you look at my record of predicting how the Nature Conservancy would be 30 years in advance and how I was so woefully underestimating their capacity, I had no way of understanding how great the progress would be in the kinds of things that the Conservancy can do, both locally, nationally, and now internationally. And I see no limits to it.